Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today is our TOEIC unit. Of course, TOEIC is the test of English as international communication or for international communication. So our topic for today is all about something called space tourism, which means going out into space and seeing what things are like out there. I think space tourism is quite limited at the moment. Not very many people are going to get up there. It's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And also, gee, if you want to get to various heavenly bodies out there, it could take months or even years or even centuries to get out there. Imagine how long it would take to go to our nearest star, Alpha Centauri. That could take several centuries, even if you're going at a speed that is, how fast
speed
rockets
of light,
can go.
Yeah.
Well, speed of light would take you 3 or 4 years to get there, but no one can go that fast.
I think we're going to get faster and faster as science progresses, but it's not something I've ever wanted to do. It does have an impact on your body because they've done tests on astronauts who have come home and their bones are different even. It was interesting because they tested two twins. One went up into space and one didn't. And it actually had changed the DNA of the guy who went to space. So it does have an impact on your body, but some people are all for adventure and they want to do something that no one else has done before.
They want bragging rights.
So we're going to talk about that, how much it might cost to go, and some celebrities who have expressed interest in going to space. We'll do all of that, but first, we're going to read through the first part of our lesson. And now we'll hear about the latest in science news from Mitch Gallagher. Thanks for joining us, Mitch.
Thanks, Claire. This week, AMC Spaceflight completed another successful test of its vessel, AMC Spaceship Traveler 2. The spaceship, which has already undergone several high-altitude test flights, landed safely after being released from a mothership flying at 50,000 feet. The Traveler 2 is intended to be AMC Spaceflight's first commercial space vehicle. With room on board for 2 astronauts and 8 passengers, it will allow ordinary people the chance to travel into space and view Earth from above. AMC Spaceflight hopes to launch its first tourist flight in 2020. According to a company spokesman, this latest success means the company is on track to meet its goal. A number of other organizations have also been working to give regular people the opportunity to travel in space. Russia's government used to take ordinary people into space, but had to stop this program when its rockets began transporting astronauts to the International Space Station. Virgin Galactic also carried out successful test flights in 2018. Chairman Sir Richard Branson said that his company's program was back on track. Though commercial space travel will be possible before long, it certainly won't be cheap. Seats on Virgin's spacecraft are already being sold for $250,000. Celebrities such as Ashton Kutcher and Justin Bieber are said to be among those who have purchased tickets.
Okay, guys, we're talking about something that isn't quite here yet, but we've got some companies working on it, private companies. It used to be only governments could, send people into space. But now, at least in the U.S., the government has said, oh, no, if you're a private company, go ahead, spend millions and millions of dollars to try to get the technology. And we know at least one guy from England, his name's Sir Richard Branson, he's been working on it. It's not easy, though, and they're trying to make that spaceship, whatever they're going to use to go into space, very safe. So we've got 2 people here at the beginning, Claire and Mitch. Claire is introducing Mitch Gallagher. He seems to be the expert and knows about space tourism. So she says he's got the latest in science news, and she thanks Mitch for joining them.
Right, so this is some kind of radio program or a TV program or something
or
like that.
Or a conference. So, maybe he's giving a presentation.
Could be, indeed. Yeah. So Claire, of course, introduces their guest here, Mitch Gallagher, and he starts talking. He says, "Thanks, Claire. Thank you for the introduction." And then he goes on to give the latest in science news. He says, this week, AMC Spaceflight completed another successful test of its vessel, AMC Spaceship Traveler 2. So as you know, English Digest here is a publication from AMC, and AMC has been a successful publisher of English teaching materials for so many years that they have saved up a lot of money, and now they are branching into space exploration.
Wow, pretty cool, huh?
Launching rockets from the Space Center down there in Hengchun, and they're sending rockets into space. So here AMC has completed another successful test of its vessel, AMC Spaceship Traveler 2. I just made that up, by the way, in case some of you actually believe that. There's no space center in Hengchun, but it sounds good here. But in any case here, if we talk about the word vessel, that usually just refers to some kind of ship or a very large boat.
Yeah, sometimes it's used to describe a container that's hollow, but that would be more formal. You probably won't hear most people talking about needing a vessel to put maybe some liquid into it, but it is a hollow container. But here it's a ship or a boat. Here we are talking about the AMC Spaceship Traveler 2, which doesn't exist, but we're going to pretend for today.
Sure.
The spaceship, which has already undergone several high-altitude test flights, thankfully, it landed safely after being released from a mothership. I love that. Mothership flying at 50,000 feet. To undergo something just means that you go through that process. You can undergo an operation or undergo surgery. Here it's undergoing some tests. So we're using it to talk about some scientific tests, of course. High altitude. Altitude means how high you go up in the air. Taiwan's very low altitude. But if you go up on the, well, the cities are here, but if you go up on the mountains, the altitude is quite high. It's harder to breathe if you go up high. There's a state in Arizona, if you go to Denver, Colorado, they have a basketball team, and every time they have to play there in Denver, other teams complain because it's hard to breathe. They're not used to it. So if you're in a high-altitude area, make sure you've got enough air with you. So they're doing these test flights. They've been successful so far. It's landed safely. But what's a mothership, Tom?
Mothership. Okay, well, this happens sometimes when you have a ship that has a smaller ship inside of it or attached to it or something like that, just like a mother has a baby. So this particular mothership maybe was a 747 or something like that, or an Airbus A380 or something, and it flew way up into the air at 50,000 feet there, and then it released the smaller ship, which, of course, is their test vessel, AMC Spaceship Traveler 2. So that went on by itself after it was launched from the mothership and went even higher than 50,000 feet. So that was a test flight, getting close to outer space, but maybe not actually getting up there, although probably getting so high so as to see the actual darkness of space. I can't remember how far it is, but if you go up a certain amount of space in the atmosphere, eventually the blue sky will start changing to black.
Yeah. So the Traveler 2 is intended to be AMC Spaceflight's first commercial space vehicle. If something's commercial or it's described as being commercial, it means it's intended to make some money, to make a profit. So it's engaged in commerce, you could say. Here, we've got room on board for two astronauts. These are scientists who have been highly trained. It's very difficult to become an astronaut. You have to have amazing, amazing minds, so your brain is great, but also your body has to be able to undergo some of those tests that they have to train in order to go up into space. It looks tough for most people. Then they've also got room in this vessel or this space spaceship for 8 passengers. And these are just regular people. We're calling them ordinary people. They're not scientists. They haven't been trained to go up into space, but they're interested in space travel. And it gives them a chance to travel into space and view Earth from above. That would be a cool sight.
Yep, that's one of the things you can do on such a flight. You can look out the window and see the Earth below, and you can see the blackness of space and stuff like that. And you can also see the curvature of the Earth. So, yes, those are ordinary people, but I would say they're probably not really ordinary people. They are really special people who've got lots and lots of money.
True.
The average farm worker from India simply could not afford to ever do something like this. These are going to be really special people here who get to travel into space, and they can see the Earth from outer space. And AMC Spaceflight hopes to launch its first tourist flight in 2020, which is not too far away. Here we've got the word launch being used as a verb. That just means you start something big in motion. You can launch a product promotion, for example, if you're working for an advertising agency or something like that. A launch can also be a noun. Hey, we're going to Cape Canaveral to see the launch of the space shuttle. Actually, they don't have space shuttles anymore there, but in any case, you could go see a rocket launch. But here we're using launch as a verb, just to send a spaceship into space.
Yeah, a spaceship or a boat. You launch a boat. You can launch a campaign, a political campaign. Maybe you want to be president, run for president. You're going to launch a campaign. So they hope to launch their first tourist flight in 2020. As Tom said, that's really soon. According to a company spokesman, this latest success means the company is on track to meet its goal. If you're a spokesman or a spokesperson, is probably more politically correct these days because it could be a woman, not just a man. They speak for the company. They're the ones who let the media know what the company's thinking and what they're trying to promote. That's their job. You would be in public relations if you wanted to be a spokesperson. And this latest success means the company's on track. If you're on track to do something, guys, it means you're following the correct path to your goal. So you're not being sidetracked. You're not wasting time. You're doing exactly what you need to do to be successful.
I suppose it would be similar to say they're on schedule. They're completing their tasks one by one, step by step, and they're not falling behind. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
They're on track. They're on schedule. They're going to meet that goal of having commercial flights to space in the year 2020, in just a couple of years. So let's move on now to the next paragraph as our lesson continues here. It says, a number of other organizations have also been working to give regular people the opportunity to travel in space. And here we're just talking about regular people besides astronauts, besides people who are specially trained for this. So we've got other organizations besides AMC here, AMC Spaceflight. That's one organization. It's fictitious, of course.
Yeah.
But there are some real organizations that have been working to do just this. They want to give regular people the chance, the opportunity to travel in space and to return safely to the Earth and tell everyone about it.
Kind of cool. Now, we've got Russia's government used to take ordinary people into space, but they had to stop this program when its rockets began transporting astronauts to the International Space Station. We used to hear about this more. NASA is the space program in the United States, and we were always hearing about, you know, the International Space Station. And different countries would share that space station. Some would come up and others would go home and, you know, they would kind of take turns there. If you transport something, guys, it means you're moving something from one place to another. Transportation could be public transportation like the MRT and the bus system. That's a public transportation system. Transport is used more frequently in British English. Talk about their transport. We would just talk about our vehicle, maybe. But transporting astronauts, you're taking these astronauts from Earth up to the International Space Station. So ordinary people in Russia are no longer being allowed by their country to go up into space.
Because they're using their Soyuz spaceships for other purposes here.
Yeah.
They're transporting those astronauts to the ISS, the International Space Station. And a similar word to transport is ship, to ship things, although we don't use the word shipping to talk about people. You're going to have to use transport there. Shipping is for goods, like Taiwan's transportation industry or shipping industry ships computer products all over the world.
Sometimes we use it as a joke. You could say, oh, my company's shipping me off to China. I have to move to China and work there now. But as a joke, yeah, usually with ship, we talk about things and not people. So they've got their space program busy keeping their astronauts going back and forth to the ISS or International Space Station. There's Virgin Galactic. That's a subsidiary or a part of the company of Virgin Atlantic that is owned and operated by Sir Richard Branson. You've probably seen him. He's got that beard and he's always doing very adventurous things. He makes a lot of money, so he likes to go play like most boys do. So he started a company for space travel called Virgin Galactic. He also carried out successful test flights in 2018. He's chairman of his own company, and he's Sir now because he's British. And the Queen thought he was very successful, and she often gives this title to those who are very successful, and he got a Sir. He has said that his company's program was back on track. I'm just going to say they had some failures, and so they have fixed those failures, and he said they're back on track. Remember, we use on track to say they're going along the path in a successful way. They're accomplishing what they want to. If you're back on track, it means you got off track for a while, but you're back on track. You're doing what you need to be doing.
Exactly. Now, here in the final paragraph, it says, though commercial space travel will be possible before long, it certainly won't be cheap. So some of us, of course, are probably getting excited. Hey, we've got Virgin Galactic. We've got the Russians sending people into space. At least they used to.
Yeah.
And who knows, China might be doing it someday. India certainly has a very advanced space program. So maybe, hey, us, the common man, the average Joe, the average Jane will have a chance to go into space. Well, probably not. It's going to be quite expensive, okay? You can't expect to just give them, let's say, $10,000 and go into space. Nope, got to have a lot more than that. It's not going to be cheap. At least it's not $1 million, but it's certainly not a couple of peanuts.
Yeah, I remember when this came out in the news. It's been a couple of years. So these celebrities that are listed here, they actually paid their money a long time ago. But it's going to take a while for them to get spacecraft ready. Spacecraft is actually non-count. You can't say spacecrafts.
No.
I don't think. So the spacecraft are already being sold. These are seats on the spacecraft, of course, for $250,000. Celebrities are people who are famous. They don't necessarily have to be actors or singers. They could just be famous because they go to really popular parties, you know. But a celebrity is famous. That's what it means. Ashton Kutcher is an actor. Justin Bieber is a singer. And they're said to be among those who have purchased tickets. If you purchase something, it is simply another word for buy. So they've bought their tickets. They're ready to go. Looks like it's around the corner. It's not too far away.
And we won't be able to go ourselves, of course, but when they come back, I'm sure they'll have lots of stories to tell, and they'll be very willing to let everybody know about their adventure. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation, and now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要谈论的呢是 space tourism, 太空旅行的主题。而在这里呢，我们看到第一个生字 vessel， vessel 用来统称所有的船只、船舰，而它常用的意思呢，也可以解释成为容器、器皿的意思。像是用来装液体的容器，我们就可以说 vessels that hold liquid。 不过今天要谈论的 vessel 呢，指的就是 AMC 太空船。我们首先来看到 Mitch 中间所说的话， The spaceship which has already undergone several high altitude test flights landed safely after being released from a mothership flying at 50,000 feet。这个句子很长，首先来看一下它的主词 the spaceship， 也就是说这艘呢太空船，然后补充说明一下，所以我们用 which 来引导这个形容词子句，然后前后打上逗号。这艘太空船呢 has already undergone， undergone 是 undergo 的过去分词， undergo 可以解释成为接受治疗或者是检测的意思。举个例子来说，所有的新生都将接受体格检查，我们就可以使用这个动词来造句，你就可以说 All the freshmen will undergo a physical examination。 而这艘太空船呢，已经进行了数次 high altitude test flights。在这里的 altitude 指的就是高海拔，而他们进行了很多次的 test flights 测试的飞行。这一句真正的动词在后面的 landed， land 有着陆的意思，被母船发射后平安的降落。在这里的母船我们称之为 mothership。OK， 接着呢，下一段说到 The Traveler 2 is intended to be AMC Spaceflight's first commercial space vehicle。 在这里的 be intended to 就是打算或者是预期怎么样，所以这个旅行者二号呢，预期会成为 AMC 宇宙飞行公司的第一艘商业太空飞行器。在这里 commercial 就是有商业的或者是商务的意思。举个例子来说，这笔房地产适合住商两用，你就可以说 The property is suitable for domestic or commercial use。 A commercial 在这里当作形容词，同样的拼法也可以用来当作名词，指的呢就是电视的广告。接着我们来看一下这一段呢，中间后面提到 AMC Spaceflight hopes to launch its first tourist flight in 2020。而这家 AMC 宇宙飞行公司呢，希望能够在西元2020年呢，将它首次旅游航班发射升空。这里的 launch 是一个常考的单字，当作动词解释成为发射的意思，或者呢延伸出来也有开始的意思。我们来造个句子，这个机构即将在下个月发射一颗新的气象卫星。你就可以说 The agency will launch a new weather satellite next month。 Launch 是一个非常重要的动词，在这里解释成为发射的意思。而下一段的第二句提到 Russia's government used to take ordinary people into space but had to stop this program when its rockets began transporting astronauts to the International Space Station。在这里提到的是呢，俄国政府以前也曾经将一般的民众带到太空当中。在这里的动词形态 used to 加上原形动词，就是代表过去曾经常常这么做。不过这个计划呢，却因为火箭开始将这些 astronauts 太空人运载到这个国际的太空站的时候，这个计划就停止了。在这里我们用了一个动词 transport， transport 在这里当作动词有运输或者是搬运的意思。举个例子来说， A shuttle bus transports all employees from their homes， 也就是指着 有一辆交通车呢是负责接送员工上下班。最后一段在一刚开始提到 Though commercial space travel will be possible before long, it certainly won't be cheap. 虽然大家都非常期待这种 commercial space travel, 商业的太空旅行，那么很快就会成真。在这里呢，不久之后，很快，我们可以用这个片语 before long, 不过它可不便宜哦。后面提到 celebrities such as Ashton Kutcher and Justin Bieber are said to be among those who have purchased tickets. Celebrities 指的是名人，像是这两位影视名人呢，据说都已经在购票者的行列了。Celebrity 是名人、名流，我们常说在电视上看到的这些名厨，我们就可以称之为 celebrity chef。而 purchase 则是当作动词，有购买、采购的意思。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, we've got some extra dialogues now, and we've got a discussion question, so let's get to it here. Here's the conversation between Mitch and the pilot. I guess I'll be Mitch here. So here we go. One of our reporters spoke to a test flight pilot.
It was an amazing experience. There's still a lot of work to do, but we're one step closer.
Okay, so Mitch here, I guess, is acting the role of a reporter.Or a host of a TV show or a radio program. So he says that they've got a reporter in the field, and the reporter talked to a test flight pilot, and the pilot said, ooh, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of work to do, but we're one step closer. These test flights, they probably don't go too far. And so as they...get their technology up to speed, they probably go further and further. So I imagine it would be an amazing process, but I wouldn't want to be in the test flight. Sorry. I'm a chicken, which means I'm a scaredy cat. Next one. And here's a word from AMC Spaceflight CEO Lin Xiaoming.
And Mr. Lin says, congratulations to the pilot's crew and all those who worked on Traveler 2. I'm looking forward to the next flight. And this is something that a CEO would say.
Yeah.
Congratulations to everyone involved. And he also says that he's looking forward. He's looking to the future. He wants to see what's going to happen on the next flight. That, of course, is what a CEO would say.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next conversation. Here's the reporter, Mitch.Or the host, Mitch, and he says, that's all the science news. Back to you, Claire.
Sounds like they're on TV. Claire goes, thanks, Mitch. Now it's over to Fiona for a look at today's weather. So it does sound like a news program, a news broadcast. Claire is probably a host here. So thanks, Mitch. Now we're going to go over to Fiona, who's going to do the weather. So she's probably a climatologist or what's the other word for that?
Meteorologist.
Meteorologist. They're the ones who actually graduated from college, from university.
They studied meteorology in university so they can become weather forecasters for a TV show or for a radio program.
Mm.
But now we've got a discussion question here that we're going to discuss, and hopefully some of you can have discussions amongst yourselves. Here's the question. Would you take a commercial space flight? Give reasons for your answer.
No, I wouldn't, because I would be afraid I would never come back to Earth. What about you, Tom?
I would if it were offered at a discount or if I won it in a lottery or something like that, but I certainly wouldn't pay that much money for something like that. The money would be better spent helping poor people or taking care of starving people or people who need money for operations or stuff like that. I wouldn't really do that unless it was free, but yeah.But it'd still be kind of cool to see the Earth from above. It would be very inspirational.
I bet that's beautiful, yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We've got another day to talk about space travel. We hope you'll join us then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.